Hello, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, Internet radio show. Sorry to be late. Had some technical difficulties up getting up here. You know, sometimes the Internet's working and sometimes it's not. So here's what the story is. Tonight, I don't have Internet access, and I'm going to be talking to you from my cell phone. So if you have a question, you're going to have to call it in because I can't get up online and I can't see what the I can't see what your information is. So you're going to have to call in your questions, and I don't even have the internet access to see what BBS Radio's telephone numbers are. So you're just going to have to go up to bbsradio.com's website and get those numbers and be sure to call in. And we want to say a big hello to everyone out there who is working diligently with their Akashic Records. We are in the process of updating websites all over the place, including mine. You'll notice that if you go up to Donna Fox's AkashicWisdom.com website, there is a 2007 calendar. Well, here's what's going to happen. I am going to give you some updated dates for workshops tonight, as I always do, and my email address, as well as my phone number if the email's not working. So you can always call me and ask what the current classes are, and you can always, you're going to have to call me because I have no internet right now. So my telephone number, not to call in the show, but to call me for more information, and I would be happy to call you back, either to schedule a consultation or to ask about workshops. My personal phone number is 216-691-1233. Okay, and we do hope that you do go up to the Akashic Record Consultants International website to learn more about the Akashic Records. And we are in the process of updating that website as well. And another website I want you to go up on and take a look at, there's two of them actually. One would be Lightspeed Learning. I'm very excited about this. Myself and my friend Nikki and I, we're going to the workshop at Lightspeed Learning, and that website is Lightspeed, it's LightSpeed-learning.com. We're going to that workshop next week, and by the time we're done, we are going to know or understand or be able to expand our consciousness to the extent of being able to download over 1 million words a minute into our subconscious. Can't tell you how excited we are about that one. And so that's kind of where I'd like you to go on, to that website. And if you're thinking about some travel, you might want to go to ytbtravel.com and then /LifePath, and you will have some really good prices for travel. You can buy flowers, you can buy used cars, you can buy just about anything you want on that website, including tickets for events. Okay, enough of this talk. We have Nikki back with us tonight, and it's interesting. We were talking this afternoon. We were playing in the records, as we say, and we came up with some very interesting questions that I'm so glad Nikki is with us because I can't remember what the questions were because she was the one taking notes. So without further ado, I'd like to say hi, Nikki.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, if for some reason I cut out, hopefully Nikki will hear that you can't hear me anymore. She'll take over the show and I'll come back on another line. Anyway, okay. So we were talking earlier about some very interesting things, Nikki. Can you share with the audience what we were talking about?
Okay, let's see. Well, earlier we were talking about a lot of origins of earlier civilizations and origins of the planet and how people came into existence on this planet. And one of the things we were talking about were the Pleiades.
Okay.
And the question was about to ask exactly what the Pleiades, to tell people what the Pleiades were, and how and or if they do relate to the Akashic Records.
Okay,
and what do we need to know about this at this time on the planet?
Okay, so we want to understand from the Akashic Records, what is the relationship between planet Earth, okay? Let's see if I got this right. Okay, so so what is the relationship between planet Earth and the Pleiades? That's one question. And what's the next question?
And then how does that relate to the Akashic Records?
How does that relate to the Akashic Records as far as the Pleiadians are concerned?
Yes.
Okay. That's very interesting. Okay. So we're going to ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones to now come forward and answer this question. And just as a comment of process, ladies and gentlemen, prior to coming on the air, I open my Akashic Records, the Akashic Records, and the Akashic Records of the show. And so, Nikki, do you have your records open as well?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So, and so that's why how this information is going to come forward. So what is the relationship between the Pleiades and planet Earth? Is that correct?
Yes, that was the first question.
Okay. What's important to understand is that at the time of the seeding of the earth, the seeding of the earth came forward from the greater intelligences after humans organically evolved. And we talked about this earlier, but for the listeners, what's important for you to know is that the state of Lemuria and Atlantis actually happened prior to the caveman coming on the scene. It was after the destruction of, after the elimination of both Atlantis and Lemuria, is when the earth was cleansed and the caveman were a lot, if you will, the species was allowed or created or it was allowed to organically evolve from in the process of which they did. Now, please understand for those people who say, well, what about God and divine? That this is all divinely directed. There's a comment here that says that nothing is nothing on this planet is not of God, so or the divine or creation. So here's the other piece of that is the species had reached a certain evolution, the Pleiadians, as well as, and what I'm hearing, as well as other councils of star beings, came forward to seed the earth and to assist in the evolution of the species called human. And it was at that time or those, that is when this all began. Now, it was the Pleiadians were the lead species, if you will, and there were other planetary beings here as well, but the Pleiadians basically led the charge, if you will, and it was the Pleiadians that at that point introduced the knowledge of the Akashic records onto planet Earth. Now, what's important to understand here is that the records, the actual Akashic records, which are held, one would say they are held in the etheric body, but they're actually flow on a grid, on a grid like the Matrix grid, and that information and that knowledge of the information is what we access today, and the Pleiadians are the ones that brought the knowledge of the what we call the Akashic Records. The actual term Akashic Records, the word of Akasha or Akashic is Sanskrit for primary substance of which all things are made. However, that is the word that was used to explain the word Akasha is the word that carries the vibration of the explanation of what is known as the Akashic Records. So the relationship of the Pleiadians to the Akasha is that they brought that knowledge to Earth, and one of the civilizations they brought it to was the Mayans, and they also brought it to the Egyptians. They also brought it to the Chinese. So all the ancient civilizations that we know of that are still in existence received the knowledge of the Akashic Records. And they were so named because the Sanskrit language is what was able to carry the vibration for us today. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you can call in and ask questions about this. And
if they would like to call in, Donna, I have those numbers.
Great. I knew you would. Nikki, give them the numbers.
If anyone would like to call in and ask any questions, the number to call toll-free in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. And you can call toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 888-815-9756. And in case someone is on those lines, the other direct line number would be 530-876-3222.
And if you're out of the country, you can call direct, and our country code is 01. Okay, so based on what was just said from the records, what questions do you have, Nick? Any clarity that you'd like to hear about?
Um, Okay. Well, if the ancient times that these people, that the Akashic were brought here by the Pleiadians.
No. There's a clarity. It's not that the Akashic records existed.
Right.
They have existed beyond time. It's
right.
The knowledge of it
knowledge
that was brought to.
The,
yeah. Right. There,
the
we just got to get clear about that. Thank you. Okay, we had to go off the air for a minute because our volumes were weird. That's what we were just told. And hopefully, Don, if they're better. I can hardly hear you, Nikki.
You can hardly hear me?
I can hardly hear you.
It sounds so loud to me. Okay.
Anyway, I can't hear you.
Well, that's because I wasn't speaking.
Okay.
So, the knowledge was brought to these ancient civilizations, and then they knew how to use it. And then how did the knowledge, at times, understood that the knowledge has left the earth, and what occurred to cause it to leave the earth?
Hi there, ladies and gentlemen. That was what Nikki was trying to do, was ask a question, and we couldn't get our volumes are kind of, we're really having some technical challenges tonight, and so what we have to do is have Nikki be on a separate line. So at this point, what we're going to do is do that, and Don is our producer, is putting her on a separate line, and we're all good. So what Nikki was asking. To reiterate the question, if I can remember, I could hardly hear her, so we had to do some fixing of this. So please bear with us. We're coming along as fast as we can, as they say. And the question she was asking had to do with why did the knowledge of the Akasha leave the planet, if I got that.
Okay.
Are you there again now?
Well, no, I'm here. I just thought I'd break in so your audience knows what's going on. Her line's busy, and it's still busy, so it might be a bit. She might, for some reason, not hung it up, or whatever the case is. I'll keep trying.
Okay, so for whatever... Thank you, Don, for letting us know what's going on. I really want to wait to answer that question until she gets back on the air. Now, what's going to happen here is that you're going to have a bit of a challenge in asking questions, only because we're going to have one line down. But that doesn't—it's either going to be either the 800 number, I think, will still be working for call-ins. So just know that the 800 number is still going to be working for you to call in for the questions. Yeah. So possibly we are having a hard time getting a hold of Nikki. I'm not quite sure why.
It's a very difficult time because her line is still busy.
Oh my goodness! All right. Well,
she does, and why that is, I don't know. She probably should know by now, tuning in, that we can't reach her.
We can't reach her. Okay. Can you just kind of take me off the air and put a music on and say for a minute, and I'll just verify this phone number.
Hi, everybody out there. This is Xenia Seberg. And who are you? Because I'm there no matter where you are. Because this is Dr. Fred Bell's show on BBS Radio.
Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
We'll make you sound better than you sound right now.
Well, that's a good thing. For me, it's like midnight here. I'm going to bed, which doesn't matter to you guys. Aren't you ready? Stay tuned.
Hey there. Hello. Wow, what was that? Well, I'm back. And, wow, this has been an interesting evening. Lots of technical stuff going on. Nikki, are you there? Oops, Nikki's not there. Wow. Can anybody hear me? Am I on there? Hello? Hello? Don, am I on the air? Hello?
Hello?
Radio program. Is Donna
there?
Hello?
Hello? Whoa, I'm getting a feedback like crazy here.
Listeners, bear with us.
So, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay. Let's
go. Can you
go.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think we're back on.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Okay, then. Here we are. So, so what was the question? I think I had it, but I lost it.
So here we are again on the Akashic Wisdom radio program.
Yeah.
Our technical difficulties. So we were in the process, for those of you just joining us or still hanging in, of talking about the Pleiadians and how they brought the knowledge of the Akasha to the planet Earth. So then the follow-up question to that was, what then occurred to have the knowledge of the Akasha leave the Earth for certain periods of time?
There you go.
I'm getting a big feedback here. Okay, so the answer, the way that happened, and what's important to understand about the way the Akashic Record energy waves, ebbs and flows, and comes to Earth and then gets cloaked. It's not that the energy ever goes away. The energy of the Akasha is always there because it is part of who we are. We are the Akasha. If anything is living, it carries and is involved and is a part of the Akasha. That's very important to understand. If it's living, if it's ever lived, if it's living now, from fish to fowl to plant to animals to humans, it is part of the Akasha. So the Akasha is constant. It's the ability to access that gets veiled. And it gets veiled when those who are involved in the Akashic Records or accessing the Akashic Records move out of integrity of the use of that energy. So, for example, the energy of the Akasha is being brought forward now more than ever before in the last 10 to 15 years because the evolution of our consciousness being human has evolved to handle the integrity of it. What happens is when the Akashic Records are used inappropriately, for example, from a greed point of view, or from a manipulative point of view, or from a place of a lack of integrity. So, for example, moving into the records and attempting to manipulate people or purposes, that would be considered a lack of integrity. And if it was done on a large scale, the actual access to the Akasha would be veiled. And so, it is absolutely essential that everyone who works with the Akashic Records stay within their integrity and use the energy in its purest form. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So important, ladies and gentlemen, in working with the Akashic Records is to know that it's always there because we are a part of it. We cannot distinguish away from it. We can't. It's like the chicken and the egg, which comes first? We cannot be alive and not be in the Akasha. We cannot be alive and not be recording into the Akasha. You know, it's interesting that there was a movie. I want to say Bruce Almighty. Is that right? No, that's not the right one. There was a movie that they're showing me. I can't get the name of this. But it was about this person who was constantly being watched by God. What was the name of that movie?
Truman.
Truman, maybe. Yeah.
Truman.
Yeah, and I'm sorry?
It was the idea of, tell me what it was about.
The concept was that he woke up one day and he was hearing all the prayers from all the people.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't know what that was.
But it was with Jim Carrey. And
yeah.
I don't know, the name of the movie is not being shown to me, but what happened is that everything could be manipulated or changed, and if you use it for inappropriate ways, then it gets taken away. That's not what it is in the movie, but I'm just trying to make a comment about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from. Anyway, so the idea here is that it's all about working with the Akashic Records system, its integrity. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I didn't say anything. I was listening.
Okay, so questions around that.
Was it just in these civilizations that there was a great amount of people misusing the energy at one time?
Say again, please.
Was it just at the time that the Akasha was veiled, or how to access it? Was it that there were many people in those civilizations that were misusing it at one time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, what I'm hearing is part of that it was the actual misuse of spiritual gifts that caused the fall of both Lemuria and Atlantis. As well as there was a need to cleanse the planet. It was like an experiment. And so it was just time to get a new one, but part of the reason why it happened is because there were some people that were not using their spiritual gifts in an appropriate way. It turned manipulative, it turned violent, rather than loving, as in the way that it started out. And so the plate was wiped clean, as they say. And that's when the Earth began, and that's when our, quote-unquote, the human history actually, after the Big Bang, was created. You have to respond to me, Nikki, because if you don't, I think you're not there.
Well, I was just waiting for you to finish your sentence.
Okay.
If anybody has any questions regarding any of the things that we just spoke of, they can call toll-free in the U.S. at 877-876-5227 or the U.S. and Canada toll-free at 888-815-9756. And they could always call the direct line, 530-876-3222.
Okay. All right. So the idea here of other civilizations and the Earth is interesting. However, what we need to be concerned about truly, is that as interesting as that is, unless we can, other people have questions around it, I'd like to move to another subject.
Sure.
Okay. We have a question. Here, we have a caller. That's great. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hi. I would have a couple of questions for you.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
First one is, you said that the Pleiadians brought the Akasha to the Earth. So
What was said was that the Pleiadians brought the knowledge of the Akasha. They didn't bring the Akasha was already here. It was the knowledge of it.
So, what is their connection to the Akasha? So, are they like keepers of it?
Yes. The Pleiadians are actually... the Pleiadians have a very intimate knowledge of the Akashic records and how to work with the records. And so by bringing it to the civilizations here on planet Earth, the knowledge of it, then humans could actually learn how to work with that higher level of an expanded consciousness.
Okay. My second question was, so you said that after the destruction of the two great civilizations, Atlantis and Lemuria,
yeah,
that the cavemen were brought forth to evolve.
Right.
So they exist before along with the old civilizations, or they were first created after the old civilizations had fallen?
They were created after the two great civilizations fell. It was a cleansing of the planet.
The entire planet.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
It was a shifting of information. May I ask your name? Your first name?
Alex.
Sure. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Europe.
From Europe? Where in Europe?
Europe, yes.
I just was curious what country, that's all.
I'm coming from Croatia. I can hear you really bad.
It's hard to hear, I know. I apologize. If you tune in next week, the reception is going to be much better. But I so thank you for calling from Croatia, Alex. Thank you so much. Did you have any other questions?
Well, I don't know if this is related to it, but I was curious if the archetypes of how, you know, that if they were brought along with the knowledge of the Akasha, or they existed prior to that. So how are they connected, the archetypes of how we, like the way whether we perceive, for example, angels, you know, with wings and other types of, for example, mythical gods, all these archetypes that are part of us. So how does that connect to it?
You want to know if they were brought along from Lemuria, or I'm not clear enough.
Yes, when were they created? At that time, prior to that, after to that?
Okay, so you wanted to understand where the archetypes came from, is that correct?
Yes. At what time frame? So, yeah.
What time? Well, I can't hardly hear you. What time frame did you say?
Yes, when?
So when were the archetypes?
How?
Okay, wait a second. You know what, Alex, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, and if you can hang on the line, and I'm going to ask Don to come back in. I'm going to get on the landline so he can hear me. Talk to Nikki for a minute, and I will be... What? I got to get him on the phone.
Okay.
So if Don could just...
Well, I don't want to trouble you.
Well, you're not going to trouble me. Nobody else can hear me either. And this is just not good. So So, Don, can you just let Mickey talk to Alec and call me back on another line? I'll give it to you.
Okay. So, Alex, are you still there?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. So, we'll wait for Donna to come back in just a moment. She'll be back in just a moment. They'll get her on another line. So, let's get clear on the question that you're asking. Is that you're wondering about the origins of archetypes and how they come to being in our collective consciousness and in the Akashic, correct?
Yes, okay. Pretty much so. And by who? Is it the Pleiadians or someone else? Or was it created by us, or I don't know.
I don't think it was necessarily the Pleiadians because but some of those archetypes I believe came from the types of creatures or beings that were in the early civilizations of Atlantis and Lemuria.
Mm-hmm.
That were then still remembered in the Akashic records, so that when the Pleiadians brought the knowledge back to the planet of the Akashic records of the Akasha to the ancient civilizations,
then
they were able to access those beings, which became our archetypes and mythical creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You both.
Okay, now I'm getting a lot of feedback from here. No.
Are you on a cordless or a landline?
No,
I mean, are you? Is it a cordless phone or is it?
No, it isn't.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it's really bad.
Well, I can hear you, so we can hear you.
Okay. All right. So where are we with this? So can we ask this question again?
Sure. So we were talking about the origin of how archetypes and the knowledge of the archetypes came into being and how they were connected with the Akashic.
Okay.
How did...
So you have to understand, Alec, that the archetypes were actually... Oh, this is very interesting. I didn't know this. The archetypes that we think were not real were actually... a part of the Lemurian and the Atlantean species, and like for example, the centaur that was half man and half horse. That being was actually an interplanetary being that walked the earth. And the angels were actually more in body and would walk around, as well as they had the ability to, the reason for the wings, they actually could fly. So these archetypes that we now consider to be mythical were actually real at the time of the two great civilizations. And it was within the DNA memory of the human that was evolved that brought them forth. And then there were other planetary beings that had like type beings that were here that brought them to the planet when the Pleiadians came forth to seed the planet with the intelligence.
So this is billions of years ago. Did that answer your question? Hello?
Am I still there?
You are.
Yeah?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, your voice is really bad, though pretty much I understood it, yeah. Did you say it happened billions of years ago?
Billions of years ago, yeah.
Okay. So does that mean that Atlantis and Lemuria are that old?
Yes. Older.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Thanks, then.
Okay. I hope you call in again when we get better sound.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Okay.
Or email me your questions. If people want to email me their questions, I'll have my internet fixed by tomorrow. You can email me all your questions at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also go to a web inquiry with the BBS radio. If you say it says contact host, you can contact me through an email through the BBS radio website. And in your questions, I'll get those questions as well. Okay. Wow. Mickey, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Alec, are you still there?
No, I believe he left.
I think he left. Okay, so I don't know what our sound is like now, but there's something going on in the ethers that has created some weird noises. So anyway.
Actually, your sound...
Yeah, we're sounding a little cave-like, but that's all right.
Your sounds are very good right now. Your caller had a European line. The connection was poor, made an echo, but right now you guys are sounding pretty good.
Good.
Better than you have all day. Keep your fingers crossed.
Thank you, Don. Thank
I don't know whose line's weirded, but something's weirded.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know.
You
okay.
Bet.
All right. Well, you know, it's so much fun, Mickey, that when we hear from people from all over the world, like the gentleman from Croatia. And another time I was on talking to somebody from London. And so I love to hear from people from all over the world, because I actually do consultations, as you know, with people from all over the world. I've done consultations with people in Switzerland and in Dubai and in Canada. Just all over the London, and just all over. So it's wonderful to connect with the world via this wonderful internet radio station, bbsradio.com. So thank you, Don, for having this available for us. Okay, so that was an interesting question, though, didn't you? Didn't you think, Nick?
Yes, it was very interesting.
Yeah, I love it. I love those kind of questions. And you know, what's also interesting is I never know what's going to come. You know, it's not like this is a scripted show by any stretch of the imagination. You know, you ask questions or our listeners ask questions, and, you know, the next thing you know, the information's coming forward, and, you know, and it's clear sometimes I have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's what makes it fun. Anyway, so on to other subjects. What else would you like to talk about tonight?
Okay, well, let's see, first of all, if there's any other callers that would like to call in, remind them of our toll-free numbers they can call in on, 877-876-5227 in the USA only, and toll-free in the USA and Canada, they can call at 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222.
Cool.
Okay. So another question for discussion is, if our souls are choosing what they have an idea, game plan as they come into being, how does our genetic DNA affect our soul's evolution?
Oh, that's a good question. So the question is, if we have an agenda coming in from spirit, how and we have a sole purpose, a sole agenda. How does our human DNA work in relationship to that? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
And the family of origin?
Yes.
That's a good question. And so here is what's important to understand about that question is that, again, because everything is related, we as souls choose the family of origin that allow or that give us the ability to experience our soul's intention, whatever that might be. So the idea here is that we choose the DNA pool that we incarnate into so as to assist us on our journey of experience. And so even those people who are adopted or don't even know who their parents are, they chose the gene pool of that family of origin to assist them with a variety of different attributes, not only physical, but emotional, as well as cellular memory, as well as belief systems that are carried in the DNA. Now, what's important to understand is that this can get very complex, and yet it's extremely simple. The complexity comes in coordinating all the souls in an effort to stage, if you will, the completion and the completion of the intention of each soul's experience. And so that's where there comes into the idea of contract or agreement, that when a soul decides to incarnate in a certain DNA pool, it may or may not be a part of their soul group. They may in fact choose to incarnate into a DNA pool that is not a part of their soul group. And therein lies the reason why some people feel that they are like a fish out of water with their families. It's like they don't know how they got there, they don't know why they're there, they feel totally foreign and alienated because they don't, quote-unquote, fit in their families. I mean, there are people who have, you know, are very sensitive and gentle and peaceful, and they are born into this loud, aggressive, many times violent family, and they, like, what? How did I get here? They got there because their agreement or their intention was to experience that which that DNA pool offered. That experience in and of itself of feeling like they're on the outside looking in was the exact experience they were looking for. Now, I don't have the answers as to why someone does that, but the answer of why people feel like they're a fish out of water has to do with if they chose a DNA pool that was not part of their soul group. That was probably more information than you asked for, but it was interesting.
Okay. So, I'm wondering, though, if people are aware that of these I'm wondering how many people, though, are aware of these agreements and how that they need not feel limited, so to speak, by this family of origin that might be outside of their soul group.
Say again quickly, because we're going to have to close the show.
Oh, I don't know if I can say it quickly. That not necessarily that to realize that the family of origin that they chose was chosen for certain experiences,
yeah.
But they need not feel limited by that, by being in that environment.
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why that's why they came in, so that they could overcome that. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to, you know, this is finally we got this to sound right. Now we have to close. I'd like to let you know that, again, next Level 1 class for the Akashic Records is in Columbus, Ohio on the 19th and 20th of January. Then we go to Louisville, and then we go back to Cleveland in February and Minnesota. And sometime soon we're going to San Diego. So call me if you're in those areas, and I will give you more information. 216-691-1233. I want to thank you for listening. We have to close the show. And I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful information. With that, we close the record to the Akashic Wisdom Show on January 6th, 2008, by saying, amen, amen, the records of the show are closed. Good night, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.